A new citizen science program is urging all Australians to watch local rivers for platypus. Scientists don't know the exact number of how many are living in Australia right now, but they know that the animal population is in decline after being listed as near threatened by the International Union for Conservation of Nature. Felicity Ogilvie has this report from the Hobart.
That's Einstein the rooster.
In South Hobart, Menna Jones doesn't have far to walk to search for a platypus. There's one living in a creek at the bottom of her backyard.
I have seen a platypus right at the bottom of our garden, right here. I had some American visitors and I was telling them we had platypus in the river, and then the creek exploded just under my feet and there was a platypus. They're regularly sighted up and down the Hobart Rivulet here in Cascades in South Hobart. And they get all the way down to the primary school, South Hobart Primary School. And I believe that people who run the tunnels under the CBD of Hobart see platypus actually swimming through underneath Hobart through the rivulet. So I would imagine that they would go right through those concrete tunnels right out to the river.
Do you know how many platypus live here in this creek?
Look, we don't know how many platypus are actually here. And to do that, we would need to do quite extensive survey.
Now, a much-needed national survey is underway. A biologist from the Australian Platypus Conservancy, Jeff Williams, has a plan to get Australians to search their local rivers for platypuses.
To scan at a particular location for a 5-minute period, and as many times as they can do it, obviously, but even if they can only do it once a week.
Jeff Williams wants volunteers to fill in an online survey to work out how many of the near threatened animals are left in the wild.
The findings go on to a public website, the Australian Platypus Monitoring Network site. The results go in live. As soon as somebody enters their data, it becomes immediately accessible. And so that anybody can go to the website, click on the site locations, and that will give them the data of how many scans have been conducted, how many platypus have been seen. It gives you all sorts of opportunities to analyse that by, you know, year to year.
One of the many scientists who's eager for the citizen science data is Tennille Hawke. The PhD student from the University of New South Wales has found that the decline in platypus numbers is likely to have been underestimated. Tennille Hawke says platypus numbers are thought to have crashed to just a third of the population that lived in Australia before Europeans arrived.
There's actually another citizen science program called Platypus Spot, which is run out of Caesar in Victoria. And essentially, you can download this app and you can upload your sightings, and we've actually incorporated the database for that into our analysis. So it's definitely a good method of determining where the platypus are.
Ms. Hawke says reasons for population decline of platypuses are land clearing, drought, feral animals, disease, and the historic fur trade. Biologist Jeff Williams says that 200 Australians are already signed up to the Australian Platypus Monitoring Network. He says most volunteers are in New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT, but the platypus also lives in South Australia, Tasmania and Queensland. So Jeff Williams is asking people in those states to consider monitoring their local rivers.
It always used to be considered that this wasn't something that was feasible with platypus, because it was thought they were basically nocturnal and that they were very shy and sensitive and you didn't really see them enough. What we demonstrated is that neither of those things are true. The platypus is actually predominantly nocturnal, but it is out enough during the day that you can see it enough to get meaningful results, and it's certainly not a shy and sensitive species.
In Tasmania, Sarah Monks has spent more than 20 years studying platypuses. She's seen some unexpected behaviour, and she can't wait for citizen scientists to also go bush and add to her knowledge.
Some of the most interesting information comes from people's anecdotal observations. I've collected over the years observations of platypuses wandering around in snow, platypuses surfing in waves off Burnie. Platypuses nesting in cave systems down in the southern forests. Platypus playing in culvert pipes, actually playing, not seeming to be doing anything in particular apart from going up one culvert pipe and then shooting down another one and just enjoying themselves. and platypus feeding in wheel ruts. So that's sort of unusual behaviour, which just increases our knowledge of the adaptability and day-to-day behaviour of the platypus is fantastic. But probably the most important thing is to get data, baseline data, which can be used for future monitoring of trends in populations in certain key catchments, particularly those catchments that are thought to be most vulnerable to climate change.
And what do these unexpected behaviours like surfing off Bernie tell you about what kind of animal this is?
Well, to me, it describes a very intelligent, fun-loving creature that's been around for a long, long time and is very adaptable. And one that, you know, we've only scratched the surface as far as our understanding of it and our understanding of what it needs into the future.
The animal's behaviour may be fascinating, but Jeff Williams from the Australian Platypus Monitoring Network primarily wants to work out how many platypuses are living in rivers. Volunteers in Victoria have already seen population decline and recovery.
The millennium drought really hit populations very badly, particularly in northern Victoria and that part of the Murray system. We know platypus declined quite significantly. The good news is the monitoring has shown that now, you know, after the best part of 10 years since the drought was at its worst, numbers are starting to recover and in some systems seem to be really, really quite well established again.
If the scientists and citizen scientists can work out how many platypuses are living in Australia's rivers, the unique animal can be better cared for. Back in South Hobart, Mena Jones is looking for her local platypus. She is possibly the most qualified citizen scientist in Australia. Associate Professor Jones does world-leading research into animals such as the endangered Tasmanian devil. She's also dabbled in studying the platypus and is keen to see all Australians get involved in searching their local rivers.
I think that's a wonderful way to get some information, really comprehensive information on what wildlife people see in their backyard, in their local creek, and it's a wonderful way to get records of platypus. It also enthuses and inspires people to protect wildlife in their local area.
That's Associate Professor Mena Jones ending that report from Felicity Ogilvie in Hobart. We should have really played that story at the start of the school holidays rather than at the end. Terrific story. Thank you very much to Felicity Ogilvie for that.